Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Yesterday, we announced new funding to make sure the Canada Border Service Agency, RCMP, and the Public Safety Ministry are equipped with enhanced investigative tools and can better detect illegal shipments at ports and recover more stolen vehicles. Of course, one of the best things we can do to prevent auto theft is prevent those thefts from happening in the first place.
Couldn't have figured that one out myself. The Prime Minister of this country trying to take advantage of any and every opportunity to do a little work on his image. Emails, a couple of emails already this day at roy@roygreenshow.com saying, are you going to do anything on the ArriveCan app? We will tomorrow, because the Auditor General's report on ArriveCan is going to be released on Monday. So I put out on Twitter or X, sorry, Elon, I keep saying I don't want to argue with a guy who's got $246 billion. He wants it to be X, it's X. So I put out on Twitter earlier today, AdScam, which kneecapped the Chrétien government, may prove to have served as a training camp for disguised and fraudulent spending within the federal government when the Auditor General's report on the ArriveCan app crashes through layers of slimy Ottawa obfuscation on Monday. You can follow me on X at The Roy Green Show. All right, so Mr. Trudeau was talking about something that is really significantly important, and it is a it's something that affects each and every one of us, and that is vehicle theft in Canada. Massive numbers of vehicles are being stolen. And when it happens, it doesn't just affect the person whose vehicle is being stolen, because the costs and the experience, the negative experience, is nationwide. Let's talk about this with Amanda Dean. She's the Vice President for Ontario and Atlantic Canada with the Insurance Bureau of Canada. Ms. Dean, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
So this is an increasingly serious issue with more than 105,000 vehicles stolen across Canada in 2022. And in the province of Ontario alone, costing over $700 million in just province-wide losses. Can you speak some more to that, please, and tell us more broadly what the national picture looks like?
Absolutely. Nationally, in 2022, insurers paid out over $1.2 billion in claims for auto theft alone. Now, we also recognize that that does not include those vehicles that perhaps didn't have insurance coverage for whatever reason, or those vehicles that were stolen and not reported, again, for whatever reason. So that was a record-breaking year, $1.2 billion in 2022. What we've been hearing from law enforcement is that 2023 is on record to be even bigger. So it is a huge issue when it comes to the dollars and cents that we all pay for our insurance premiums as claims drive premiums. And as we've seen from 2018 to 2022, there was a 329% increase in the cost of auto theft claims alone. That is staggering. So insurers and IBC, we are the National Trade Association, on behalf of our members, in addition to other industry partners, Equity Association, we are willing to come to the table and do what it takes to stop this issue, because our claims departments also hear the vulnerability and violation in people's voices after they've lost their car. Maybe their home has been broken in order for somebody to grab a key fob. This is certainly becoming a national crisis.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be speaking with Mr. Brian Gast of Equity Association after I speak with you. You know, $1.2 billion, it kind of rolls off your tongue because we hear big numbers constantly coming from nations' capitals. What are we spending? Hundreds of billions of dollars. But let's bring it back to a number that we can all work with. $1 billion is $1,000 million, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's a huge number.
it is a huge number. And if you look at it on a per insured vehicle basis in Ontario, that amounted to $130 of your premium if you drove a car in Ontario, mm-hmm. went to pay for auto theft claims. And in other provinces across this country, that number may have been a little bit lower. However, it's still impactful because mm-hmm. that number is increasing as we see more and more auto theft in taking place. And with 2023, again, from folks telling us that it looks like it's going to be another record-breaking year. We'll have full year numbers by the end of June of this year. It's staggering. It's certainly costing us drivers an awful lot of money. And it's something, especially in this economy, that we could all use a break from.
Yeah. So we broadcast across most of Canada on this mm-hmm. program. And we do hear from, and I will hear from people, I'm sure, who've had vehicles stolen. We may have an opportunity before the end of the day or tomorrow to take some phone calls on this issue. But why? Ms. Dean, why is this going on? And am I to surmise here, when you look at the numbers and you say they've gone up, what's 29%?
329%.
329%?
Yeah.
Over how long a period?
Of 5 years, 2018 to 2022.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So 329% increase in stolen vehicles, $1.2 billion was the cost in 2022. Why is this going on? Is it a crime of opportunity? Is it because vehicles are more easily broken into? Is it a literal gone in 60 seconds scenario?
All of the above. And it's a lucrative market for those who are engaged in stealing these vehicles. So as Equity Association can go into a lot more detail on, the vast majority of these vehicles are ending up in overseas markets. So that's why the announcement from the federal government to give more resources to Canada Border Service Agency, CBSA, in looking at containers and especially vehicles that are bound for export is so important, to be able to share that information with the insurance industry as well as law enforcement and have those channels, those lines of communication open. Now, for the remaining vehicles that aren't bound for export, once they're stolen, there's a lot of things that can happen. They can be re-vinned, for example. They'll be re-registered, maybe in a neighboring province. We've seen some stories within the past few months of cars stolen in Ontario, registered in Alberta, and after a few months, they're found to have been those very stolen vehicles. The criminals can do that by registering fictitious VINs, if you will, creating ghost VIN numbers. And then once those vehicles are found to be stolen, they've already most likely been sold to an unsuspecting consumer. So now that consumer is a vehicle in addition to the money that they paid for it, which is, again, challenging. So if you are purchasing a used vehicle and the deal seems too good to be true, it's very likely that it is too good to be true. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're talking to provincial governments about ways that the registration process can be tightened up in order to prevent this from happening, because that crime in particular violates not only those individuals who have their cars stolen, but also the individuals who purchased those stolen cars again unknowingly. Yeah.
I'm stuck on this number, 329% increase over 5 years. That's massive. Mm-hmm. To bring that back to where it was 5 years ago, which I'm assuming wasn't perfect at the time, but it's insanely out of whack now, 329% increase over 5 years. What's the most fundamental thing that has to be done? You've talked about governments involved, provincial governments involved. I would think that somehow the whole idea of shipping them overseas would have to be investigated, maybe changed. But how do you get that number back to where it was 5 years ago and then work on that to get it even lower? What's the first thing you have to do?
Well, one of the first things that you have to do is cut off the market, cut off the ease with which stolen vehicles can be sold. So that is the shipping them overseas, and that is selling them to unsuspecting consumers. The other thing that needs to be done is just consumer awareness. when you're purchasing a vehicle. For example, Equite Association issues annually a top 10 most stolen vehicle list. Take a look at that list. If the vehicle that you're going to purchase appears on that list, it is likely that you're going to have a surcharge when you go to insure that vehicle. So in terms of prevention, many insurers have encouraged their customers to install an approved aftermarket tracking device. In some cases, the surcharge, which is applied on high-risk vehicles, may be waived or reduced if that tracking device is installed. And what that does is that at least gives the insurer a chance to help the customer and the customer a chance to get that vehicle back.
Yeah. This is quite the story.
It affects everybody. It absolutely affects everybody. And even if it hasn't affected you personally, you likely know someone who has had a vehicle stolen. And it's not, because the numbers are so large, it's not going to be a simple solution.
No.
A whole society approach is needed.
Yeah.
More work from the federal government. They have committed to creating an auto theft action plan, which is great. Provinces, municipalities, vehicle manufacturers, insurers, consumers, everyone has a role to play in combating this issue because it has exploded to such a great length.
The increase in, as far as auto thefts are concerned in Canada, 329% in the last 5 years, $1.2 billion is what it costs Canadians. Ms. Dean also mentioned Equite Association. And they work very closely with the Insurance Bureau of Canada. Brian Gast is the Vice President of Investigative Services at Equite Association. Mr. Gast, thank you very much for the time. What specifically do you do at Equite Association as far as auto theft is concerned? Where's your focus?
Yeah, it's through advanced analytics and investigations. We have expert vehicle examiners across the country and focusing on all insurance crime, and specifically what's really taken our resources is vehicle crimes and auto theft over the last few years.
Okay, so
it's been really surging.
Okay, so you're the Vice President of Investigative Services. What are you finding? Vehicles are gone across Canada. What do you most commonly find when you investigate?
Yeah, it is across the country, and really it's Ontario and Quebec. What's different versus maybe in the West is vehicles are being stolen specifically for export. So that's why we work with our partners at CBSA, Montreal Police, OPP, and the police services within Ontario and Quebec, and trying to stop the vehicles before they get out of the country. And then that's a whole other story once they get out of the country, what we do.
Okay, so mostly central Canada as opposed to Atlantic Canada and Western Canada?
Yeah, Atlantic as well. Vehicles are stolen for different reasons. In the West, a lot of them are stolen more for crime vehicles to commit other crimes. We're starting to see different trends with revinning in the West. Vehicles are being stolen. Newer vehicles are being stolen in the West and sent on the rails to the eastern ports, which is a new trend over the last year or so. Traditionally, there have been older vehicles in the West and more pickup trucks, larger pickup trucks. Ontario and Quebec, predominantly SUVs, pickup trucks, and sedans, newer models, higher value.
So what about the technology that's built into vehicles that is supposed to deter thefts? When I walk away from my car, a little red light flashes on the dash. It's supposed to reassure me that, you know, this car is going to fight back if somebody tries to steal it. Is that technology just being overwhelmed by the technology the thieves have?
Yeah, and you're right. The thieves do have sophisticated technology. It's available to them globally. Canada's current standard for vehicle theft protection, every vehicle manufactured in Canada since 2007 has to have an immobilizer. That standard hasn't been updated since 2007. So vehicles aren't, by standard, they're not protected against the latest trends in vehicle theft.
Okay, so I could go to a technology store in 2024, I'm just guessing here,
yep,
and purchase something off the shelf maybe that could relatively easily overwhelm the security system in a car, a security system that was designed and put in into place in 2007.
Yeah, and I always do my best not to give a how-to guide to steal vehicles.
No, I'm not asking you to do that, no.
You're right. I mean, it's always good to explain what the vulnerabilities are, because right now it's really vehicles with push-start ignitions, the button, keyless entry, keyless ignition. They have conveniences, but they also come with vulnerabilities. So whether it be a relay attack, and you've probably seen the images where somebody's standing on somebody's front porch trying to intercept that radio frequency,
yeah.
Or reprogramming thefts where they're plugging into the onboard diagnostic port and reprogramming a new key fob to make your vehicle fully functional. Those are the two primary methods, and criminals do have access to technology that can use those two vulnerabilities to steal a vehicle relatively quickly.
Okay,
so 15 to 20 seconds.
So how long?
15 to 20 seconds.
Good grief. So I have all that stuff that you mentioned, technology, right? Push button start, keyless entry, all that convenience stuff, which is great, but it's all better for the thief. What can I do? What can those of us do who have that those features on our vehicles to make it at least a little more difficult for the car thief?
And I think that's a very good point. Until our goal is for the vehicle itself to be harder to steal, and that might be a longer-term goal. So in the meantime, we call it a layered approach. The more that you can do to do exactly what you just said, make it harder for the criminal to steal your vehicle at time, they do not want to be in your vehicle for very long. So parking your garage is always the best, but not everybody has that luxury or the ability to park in a garage. If you have two cars, park one that's more susceptible of being stolen and block something in behind it. Use a steering wheel lock. Use an aftermarket immobilizer. Use an aftermarket tracking service. Use a Faraday pouch or something to protect the signal, or some key fobs have the ability to either go into sleep mode or be shut off. Use a steering wheel lock. Really, anything that makes it harder and more deterrent.
Okay. I will do that. I was going to put a very large dog in the garage, but...
That works, too.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.